listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com. Tom, what is Extreme Business Makeovers?
Extreme Business Makeovers to me is actually more of an experience than just a seminar, but it's always made it a big thing at this particular seminar to make sure that when people walk away, they're actually walking away with an action plan. It takes place annually in Orlando, Florida, with just some fantastic speakers who really concentrate on different areas of one's business in order to help them gain the improvements they're looking for.
That's Extreme Business Makeovers coming up April the 23rd through the 25th in Orlando, Florida. Get those tickets quick because they are going fast. And now it's time for Business Development Radio and Liz Lynch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Development Radio on EPN, the E-Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of BizDevQueen.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. On every episode of BizDev Radio, we give you the tips, tools, resources, and mindset to create big opportunities for your business. On our last podcast, we talked about the importance of your elevator pitch, and I gave you a simple three-step formula for crafting your pitch. As I mentioned on that episode, your pitch is really there to generate interest in getting others to continue a conversation with you. You can't expect it to actually make a sale for you, because first of all, you don't want to come across as selling anyway, where you're just starting a conversation with someone. But more importantly, your pitch will end up being too long and confusing. So the simple three-point pitch we covered last time has three elements. What's your name? What do you do? And what are you looking for? On today's episode of BizDev Radio, I want to give you a few more refinements for your pitch that will help you even more. One question I get a lot is from people who do more than one thing. For example, I have a new client who runs a hedge fund and also runs a nonprofit that raises money to build schools. So she travels a lot, and when she meets someone on an airplane, which happens quite often, and that's actually how I got to meet her, she sat next to a client of mine, and then she became my client, she's often not sure which business to talk about. If she talks about both up front, she fears that she ends up sounding unfocused. If she picks one, then she's concerned that the person she's talking to might be a better fit for the other one, and she'll miss out on the chance to talk to them about her other business. So what should she do? And if you're in a similar boat, what should you do? So I was in the same situation too about 5 years ago. If you've been following me for a while, you may have heard some stories. You might know that I left corporate America in 2000. I started a strategy consulting business to help big media companies find profitable new ventures to start. And within a few years, though, I also became known as a networking expert and was giving paid speaking presentations all over the country and developing information products in that area. So when people would go to my website, I would talk about both services. And when they met me, I would also talk about both services. But I always felt uncomfortable, like my client did, talking about two very different businesses with really two pretty different markets. And I didn't want to keep confusing people and then potentially losing referrals or not getting referrals for either of those businesses. So one of my solutions, and this is easier to do in one-on-one conversations, is to be the first to ask the other person what they do, because this would give me a better sense of which elevator pitch, which business to focus on when they got around to asking me what I did or where I can talk about it in the course of the conversation. So for example, if the person I was talking to worked for a professional services firm, I would most likely lead with talking about my networking business, because they would be more likely to perhaps work with me to train their colleagues on how to network rather than bringing me in for a big strategy project, because they really weren't candidates for that. But if I were speaking to a marketing consultant, oftentimes I would lead with talking about my strategy consulting business, because I often worked with marketing consultants on strategy projects for their clients. So, and then of course, as people got to know me through our relationship, they eventually got to learn that I had a second business, but to avoid the confusion, in the beginning of our relationship, I really just focused on telling them about one. So an easy solution is to have some idea of who you're talking to, right? Know your audience, and home in on the pitch that's going to be more appropriate. Now, another option is to mention both businesses, but to position them in different ways. So for example, my client could say, I run a hedge fund as part of my family business, but I also have a very strong passion for education and work with a nonprofit that builds schools. If you go this route, you should keep the description of each side of your business or your two different businesses very short to keep to that 10 to 15 second rule for your elevator pitch. Your pitch shouldn't really be longer than 10 to 15 seconds, right? At least the initial thing that you say. When you keep it that short, you give the other person the opportunity to ask a question about what they're more interested in hearing more about. So for example, they might say, oh, a hedge fund, huh? What's your focus? Or they might say, what kind of schools do you build? And then you can go from there, right? They'll pick the thing that they're most interested in learning about. Now, personally, I don't think this sounds unfocused at all. You know, in addition to our main avocations, our main professions, our main careers, many of us have passions that we pursue, causes that we believe in. Just because you happen to get paid for doing both, that's totally okay. So if you position one as your main focus, but then you also have a passion for doing this other thing, that can work as well. Now, a refinement to consider if you find that sometimes what you say turns people off because they don't understand it or they have a bad perception of it, and we'll go back to this hedge fund example of my clients. When she tells people she runs a hedge fund, many of them have heard of the word hedge funds or the phrase hedge funds, but few really know what they are. Some people think that's what Bernie Madoff did to scam all of his clients, which really isn't accurate at all. And many people don't want to risk sounding stupid and admit that they don't know what a hedge fund is, so they don't know the next question to ask you, and then the conversation stops right there, right? They just don't know where to go from there. I know that lots of people really don't know what business development is either, right? So I rarely ever say that, you know, I work in business development. Oftentimes, too, when I say the word networking, that also brings up scary visions for people of aggressive folks working a room, which they don't like either, and I don't blame them. So oftentimes I describe what I do without using any labels, without putting a label on anything, and I'll say something like, well, I help people build relationships that build their business. Right, so I simply talk about a problem that I solve or a solution that I bring rather than trying to fit some label to it. And the thing with labels is that many people, if they've heard of that label, have a preconceived notion of it, which could be completely wrong, and oftentimes is completely wrong, and it's not their fault, it's just that they don't have enough information. So by describing what you do instead of naming what you do, you can get around that. So describing what you do in a way that talks about the solution or the problem that you solve. So again, what I say is I help people build relationships that build their business. And when I say that, that will often prompt a follow-up question like, oh, how do you do that? And then I can elaborate with an example of either a coaching client that I helped or a training workshop that I did where people were able to build closer relationships with their coworkers and their clients and that kind of thing. So I can go into examples. And examples are a great way to illustrate what you do and bring what you do to life. So, but it's that description of what you do that kind of sets that up and gets the other person to ask that follow-up question of, oh, how do you do that? Or tell me more. And that's really what you're going for in your pitch. So again, the lesson here is really to find a way to craft your pitch to keep the conversation going. Because the longer you talk with someone, where you're both asking each other questions, the more you'll learn about each other and find ways to help. And it can be either giving each other referrals, talking about potential ways to work together, collaborations, partnerships, or even just giving each other ideas and recommendations. So if you find your business conversations are falling flat or they aren't as productive as you'd like, then I really encourage you to contact me so I can help you. Because everything starts with a conversation, and the better you do up front with starting those conversations with your pitch that is inviting as opposed to potentially repelling, then the more successful you're going to be in building those relationships for your business. So I encourage you to email me at info@bizdevqueen.com, and biz is spelled like Liz, B-I-Z, and that's bizdevqueen.com. And for more tips, tools, and resources on business development and networking in general, please visit us at www.bizdevqueen.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Biz Dev Radio here on the ePodcast Network. Please join me next time for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies for creating opportunities and building relationships that help you build your business. Signing off for now, this is Liz Lynch of BizDevQueen.com. Thanks for listening.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today. This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.